kind of complete the circle, again, you're in Sweden, which, you know, like Norway, Denmark, in some ways very strongly exemplifies some of the values that Jesus taught. Is it important in that kind of context to have a religious basis? Is this valuable spiritual basis? I mean, maybe people there all have some kind of spiritual basis, even if only 5% of them are active in churches. Is the spiritual religious important leavening or support to people in that kind of community to really, I think, live as Christ would have had us live?
All right. There are several components to my answer. I heard quite a few years ago that a study had been done of Swedes and their spirituality. I don't know who did it, but I remember reading that 80% of Swedes consider themselves spiritual in some way, that they have some kind of a spiritual awareness. 80%, but only 5% are involved in the Church of Sweden. So it's a secular society, but there is a spiritual hunger. And I think many Swedes find their spiritual nurture and sustenance in nature. People are very proud of and connected to the Swedish nature. So I think there's a spiritual hunger, but a suspicion of organized religion. And that's one reason why Quakers seem to be interesting to so many people. But there's a fear of anything that looks like a sect or, you know, that kind of a very dogmatic religiosity. Anyway, as a person of faith myself, obviously I've experienced the value of a faith community, of calling that which is larger than me in spiritual, using spiritual language to explain that. And I think a lot of my journey toward being able to call myself Christian at all has entailed re-examining the heart of that tradition as not so much about doctrines about Jesus, but more, what did he say? What did he teach? How did he relate to the divine and to his fellows? So a significant part of my ministry is to encourage people to re-examine the heart of Christianity, you know, apart from the doctrines about, and more, what were the teachings of? I think there's a hunger for that. People talk often about having thrown the baby out with the bathwater and wanting to reconnect with the Christian roots in a new way.